Part 5.
In which we all become starlets.
Monty Python's Flying Circus ran for 4 seasons, a total of 45 episodes in all. John Cleese wrote material for the 4th season of Monty Python, but did not perform in it. A selection of the sketches had earlier been reshot for a film version called And Now for Something Completely Different, initially for American release in an attempt to break the American market. It was ironically a big hit in Britain. But now, with the bit between their teeth and a taste for film, work began on the Python's first full-length narrative feature, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Terry Jones.
We sort of sat down to talk about what it should be, and Mike had got this start of King Arthur and Patsy and the coconuts. And we all suddenly thought, that's a funny image, and why don't we do a thing about King Arthur? And then we all went off and started writing on King Arthur.
Here's Terry Gilliam.
What was interesting about the start of the work, it was amazing how traditional we wanted to be. We wanted to make real movies, not Python, not the crap that we do. Real movies. If we had had the money, we would have had real horses. We would have had all that stuff. Once you got into that, it was going to be just all the movies we'd seen put in there. And what was wonderful was the limitations imposed on us by the budget. We couldn't do those things, so we had to get clever and inventive. And thank God, because the coconuts saved our ass. We could never have got through that movie with real horses. And the coconuts are much funnier. And everything is funny. And somehow, it makes a wonderful leap, because you accept it. With that opening shot, you accept a kind of lunatic logic that's there. I mean, Arthur with his incredible, absolute seriousness, never a blink, never all this stuff, and then this going on behind. It's one of those things. It was just, in retrospect, brilliant.
The financing was very good.
Eric Idle.
And the rock and roll element. I think Tony Stratton-Smith was responsible for bringing in a lot of that. He was Charisma Records. And so it's Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Genesis. You know, so they all put in 20,000 each. And Alexander Hesketh, Lord Hesketh, put in 20,000. They, you know, and they made the budget, I think, £200,000. So they provided, half of it was the Film Finance Corporation, and the other 100,000 was independent investments. So 5 groups of 20,000 each, I think. That's how it worked. And they've made a ton out of it.
Yeah.
They keep thanking us.
According to Bryce Hammer & Co., Chartered Accountants, the production cost of Holy Grail as of the 17th of September 1975 was £229,575.
I can't remember why Graham got the lead. I can remember in Life of Brian that John was quite keen to do Brian, but I'm not sure anybody else particularly wanted to do Arthur. Because it was a pretty straight part, not a lot of laughs, the cause of laughter in others, but I think Graham maybe volunteered. I mean, because he looked great as Arthur, and he just had that sort of dignity. And Graham was capable of playing serious, and this sort of wonderful, rather saintly, long-suffering look that he sort of came, you know, sort of rather easily to Graham's features. So I think he probably was in general agreement. And I think it seems quite a selfless thing to do, because it cut you out of a lot of other sketches. Otherwise, yes, I think it was probably mainly who'd written what.
Graham was a mountaineer. He was a member of the Dangerous Sports Club, whatever that thing is called.
Terry Gilliam.
He was all of these things. We come to do the Bridge of Death to go across, and he couldn't do it. He froze. He just completely froze, so Jerry Harrison, the assistant director, had to put on his costume and double as Graham going across. Because he was a drunken sot as well. he couldn't say his lines as Arthur. He'd get through a sentence and he'd blank out. That's what was going on with Graham. And this great dignified character is actually Blotto. what's so funny? You're up in these very perilous conditions, up on a mountain, and everything, all the truth suddenly comes out. Terry and I don't know how to direct, and Graham can't go across a bridge.